Welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. We opened up the show tonight there with a lovely version of Silent Night by Sinéad O'Connor. And tonight we're going to have a lovely section of Christmas songs as we're about to celebrate the Christmas festive season. You listen to us in Auckland on Planet FM, Christchurch, Plains FM, Kapiti Coast and Access Radio in Wellington, and greetings to people listening to us around New Zealand and around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. Righto, up next we're going to have The Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues, followed by Santa Claus is Coming to Town with Daniel O'Donnell. Then we've got Sleigh Ride by Leroy Anderson, Driving Home for Christmas, Chris Rea. Anybody that's driving, safe driving. Last Christmas by Wham and we finished this set up with Inya and Adeste Fidelis.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on the lucky one, years from making you so happy Christmas. I love you, baby, I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held up for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the Emily Kitty Corral were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Blood and jumbling, they're almost dead on a drip in that bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, cheap, cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're all so great, God, it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD Corps are still singing Galway Bay, and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. Been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing.
Are ringing out for Christmas Day.
You better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list
and checking it twice.
He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good, for goodness sake. You better watch out.
You better not pout.
You better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ding-dong. Ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ding-dong. Little ding-dong.
Claus was coming to town. The kids in boy and girl land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toy land all around the Christmas tree. You better watch out.
You better not cry.
You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
just the same.
Everybody.
Well, I hope you like that selection of Christmas songs there. And we want to continue tonight with more songs. If you tuned in late, you're listening to a special Christmas edition of Ireland Calling. And Ireland Calling is brought to you each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And you're listening to us in Auckland on Planet FM, Christchurch on Plains FM, Kapiti Coast and Wellington Access Radio, and around New Zealand, around the globe, with on planetaudio.nz. Going to continue on this time. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Michael Bublé, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Followed, then we've got Do They Know It's Christmas, Band Aid. Gilbert O'Sullivan, I'm Not Dreaming of a White Christmas. Daniel O'Donnell, Angels We Have Heard on High. Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Frank Kelly and the Christmas Countdown. And Mary's Boy Child from Boney M.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once a more.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumphs of the skies, nature rise and worship. worship him who is born at Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the God at sea, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with man to appear, Jesus our Emmanuel here. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heavenly Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life around he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he raises glory by, born that men no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth.
It's Christmas time, there's no need to be afraid. Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade.
And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time. But say a prayer, pray for the other one at Christmas time. It's hard, but when you're having fun.
night at Christmas. All I'm dreaming of the whole day long is a peaceful one. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to those of you who live in fear. And let us hope that very soon the peace you seek will then resume. I'm not dreaming of a white Christmas. All I'm dreaming of the whole day long is a peaceful, peaceful.
Dear Nola, thank you very much for your lovely present of a partridge in a pear tree. We're getting the hang of feeding the partridge now, although it was difficult at first to win its confidence. It bit the mother rather badly in the hand. But they're good friends now, and we're keeping the pear tree indoors in a bucket. Thank you again. Yours affectionately, Gubnet O'Lunacy. Day 2. Dear Nola, I cannot tell you how surprised we were to hear from you so soon again, and to receive your lovely present of 2 turtle doves. You really are too kind. At first, the partridge was very jealous and suspicious of the doves, and they had a terrible row on the night the doves arrived. We had to send for the vet. But the birds are okay again, and the stitches is due to come out in a week or two. The vet's bill was £8, but the mother is over her annoyance now, and the doves and the partridge are watching the telly from the pear tree as I write. Yours ever, Gubnet. Day 3. Dear Nola, we must be foremost in your thoughts. I had only posted my letter when the 3 French hens arrived. There was another sort out between the hens and the doves, who sided with the partridge, and the vet had to be sent for again. The mother was raging because the bill was £16 this time, but she has almost cooled down. However, the fact that the birds' droppings keep falling down on her hair while she's watching the telly doesn't help matters. Thanking you for your kindness, I remain your Gubnet. Day 4. Dear Nola, you mustn't have received my last letter when you were sending us the 4 calling birds. There was pandemonium in the pear tree again last night, and the vet's bill was £32. The mother is on sedation as I write. I know you meant no harm, and remain your close friend, Gubnet. Day 5. Nola, your generosity knows no bounds. 5 gold rings. When the parcel arrived, I was scared stiff that it might be more birds, because the smell in the living room is atrocious. However, I don't want to seem ungrateful for the beautiful rings. Your affectionate friend, Gubnet. Day 6. Nola, what are you trying to do to us? It isn't that we don't appreciate your generosity, but the 6 geese have not alone nearly murdered the calling birds, but they laid their eggs on top of the vet's head from the pear tree, and his bill was £68 in cash. My mother is munching 60 grains of Valium a day and talking to herself in a most alarming way. You must keep your feelings for me in check, Gubnet. Day 7. Nola, we are not amused by your little joke. 7 swans a-swimming is a most romantic idea, but not in the bath of a private house. We cannot use the bathroom now because they have gone completely savage and rush the door every time we try to enter. If things go on this way, the mother and I will smell as bad as the living room carpet. Please lay off. It is not fair, Gubnet. Day 8. Nola, who the hell do you think gave you the right to send 8 hefty maids of milk in here to eat us out of house and home? Their cattle is all over the front lawn and has trampled the hell over the mother's rose beds. The swans invaded the living room in a sneak attack, and the ensuing battle between them and the calling birds, turtle doves, French hens and partridge made the battle of the Somme seem like Wanderley Wagon. The mother is on a bottle of whiskey a day as well as the 60 grains of Valium. I'm very annoyed with you, Gubnet. Day 9. Listen, you louser. There's enough pandemonium in this place night and day without 9 drummers drumming. While the 8 flaming maids of milking is beating me poor old alcoholic mother out of her own kitchen and gobbling everything in sight. I'm warning you, you're making an enemy of me, Gubnet. Day 10. Listen, manure face. I hope you will be haunted by the strains of the 10 pipers piping which has sent to torment us last night. They were aided in their evil work by those maniac drummers, and it wasn't a pleasant sight to look out the window and see 8 hefty maids a-milking, hogoing round with the ensuing punk rock uproar. My mother has just finished her 3rd bottle of whiskey on top of 124 grains of Valium. You'll get yours, Gubnet O'Lunacy. Day 11. You have scandalized my mother, you dirty Jezebel. It was bad enough to have 8 maids of milk and dancing to punk music on the front lawn, but they've now been joined by your friends, the 11 lords a-leaping, and the antics of the whole lot of them would leave the most decadent days of the Roman Empire looking like outlook. I'll get you yet, you old bag. Day 12. Listen, slurry head, you have ruined our lives. The 12 maidens dancing turned up last night and beat the living daylights out of the 8 maids of milking because they found them carrying on with the 11 lords a-leaping. Meanwhile, the swans got out of the living room where they'd been hiding since the big battle and savaged hell out of the lords and all the maids. There were 8 ambulances here last night and the local civil defence as well. The mother is in a home for the bewildered and I'm sitting here up to me neck in birds' droppings, empty whiskey and valium bottles, birds' blood and feathers,
where the flaming cones eats the leaves off the pear tree. I'm a broken man. God, let you all notice me.
Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a king was born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. They see a bright new shining star.
They hear a choir sing a song. The music seems to come from afar. Hark now, hear the angels sing. A king was born today,
and man will live forevermore.
Tears of joy and laughter, people shouted, let everyone know there is hope for all to find thee. Oh my Lord, you sent your son to save us. Oh my Lord, your very self you gave us. Oh my Lord, that sin may not enslave us, and love may reign once more.
Well, I hope you're enjoying the lovely selection of Christmas songs on the programme tonight. Programme you're listening to, Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. You've been listening to us on Planet FM in Auckland, Plains FM in Christchurch, Capital Coast Radio and Wellington Access Radio. And greetings to everybody listening online. And I hope wherever you're listening, New Zealand, Ireland, Australia, America, Holland, England, that you're all looking forward to a peaceful and happy Christmas. And we'll leave you tonight with a few songs, O Come All Ye Faithful, and then Enya will close out this special Christmas show with O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. For me, I'll say good night, goodbye, and wishing you all a very happy Christmas.
Yeah.